You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will. Put some pep in that step. Enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm JC.
And I'm Will.
And you're listening to...
Dude.
Oh, man. Well, I made it back from Canada.
You're going back to Canada?
No. I made it back from Canada.
I was like, what is in Canada that you keep going back to?
There's a bear, and I've fallen in love.
I'm in this maple syrup bit. What if that's what you told me? You're just like, I quit my job. Daddy's in the maple syrup business. And Canada is rife with that sweet, sweet nectar.
I'm abandoning my family for a grizzly bear that I met up there. I don't know. That was weird. I don't think that'd be also really strange if like grizzly bears were like in Toronto. I mean, Toronto's like, again, it looks like Chicago. It doesn't.
Yeah, well, you know what? I bet it's not out of the realm of possibility to see a moose like in an office or walking down the street or at the.
I don't think it's Toronto, though. I think
it's local Chipotle.
I think you got your local Chipotle behind the counter. It's like giving you the order. He's trying to roll the burritos with this big, and you're like, gosh, dang it.
Come on, Moosey.
People with thumbs can barely do this, much less a moose. No. Here's the other crazy thing. The Toronto airport was so clean. Like, I could eat off the floor clean. It made me feel like, again, like here in America, like I know I'm a proud American and I'm very, you know, I will always root for the red, white, and blue. But my gosh, guys, we got, like, it's one of those things you're like, we got to do better when like you're just embarrassed. Like I come back from Toronto and I'm just like embarrassed at even going into the restrooms. We're like, seriously, the Toronto restrooms, like, cleaner than definitely the bathroom in my house. They were incredible. I seriously could eat food off the floor and not feel guilty. My son has a low white blood cell disease, and I'd be like, you know what? Nah, screw it. Eat off the floor. Come on, please. I'm good. Yeah. Whereas again, Toronto, for the most part, as a whole, was just very, very, very clean. It's a very diverse city too. I mean, I'm normally not like aware of, you know, just being a white guy, like you're not usually aware of the fact that you're like a white guy, but like it was really cool. I thought it was cool to be walking around and being like, literally, like it was like you were A, a minority as being a white man, and then B, it was like every ethnicity like was there. And it was also like very cool, like in the sense of like everybody also looked like they just got out of Urban Outfitters. Like everyone was very hip, very, very fashionable.
Yeah.
Wearing very cool things. And Everybody looked, it was very diverse and
cool.
Very clean. It was a cool town. You're like, this is an awesome town and very friendly. Very nice
Isn't
people.
There just incredible Indian food over there.
Yeah. That I had a lot of really good, I had like dumplings, had some really banging dumplings when I was up there. I'm a big soup. Soup dumplings are like my favorite food. So it was, I didn't get like the best soup dumplings up there, but they're pretty good. Best soup dumplings still, pound for pound. I'll take you to Chinatown here in Philadelphia. And that is my, oh dude, best soup dumplings I think I've ever had.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, you never take me there.
Have you ever had soup dumplings?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe not enough to remember it.
Oh. So let me tell you about a soup dumpling.
Okay.
Explain. Because I didn't discover soup dumplings until probably 6-7 years ago. All right. Never even knew what they were. So what they are is, imagine, do you like meatballs? First off, do you like meatballs?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine meatball, but then imagine meatball in his own little delicious soupy pouch. He's all warm. Like it's like he's in its own little bath. And around the bath is a delicious, almost pasta tasting, you know, it's pasta basically. That's what it's. But I love soup dumplings, man. I mean, they're like gushers but for like an actual meal. You know what I'm saying?
You're so good at explaining food.
I mean, right?
You used a food to describe another food.
Can you imagine if I was on like Food Network and I was having you describe the like, you know how they always like have like the people that are up there are brilliant. They're always like, it's a spicy yet smoky, citrusy. And it would be me, and I'm like, it's it tastes like meat, but like, you know, kind of like Cheetos, but it's kind of like, I don't know, like goldfish, but like, you know, like the pizza tasted goldfish, you know? Oh man, yeah, that'd be us on. I will say, like, I love like sports in the background, or like I have like sometimes I listen to like lo-fi, like music when I'm working, which is sort of like, it's like old school video game music. I listen to that when I work. But I will tell you, one of the things that really puts me, like, if I'm stressed out and I need to just calm down, dude, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, just put that on in the background, and I instantly, it's a great, just chill thing to put on. Like,
interesting,
makes me feel very much like at home. You know, I don't know what it is. I don't know if you ever feel that way. Do you have a show like that or something you just want to put on the background?
Yeah.
Feel comfortable?
My wife and I, like, if we know we have work to do after we put the boys to bed, we'll sit on the couch and watch some New Girl and do some work. That's kind of our go-to.
Love it.
We could pretty much quote that entire show. So,
I hit you up with an oldie but a goodie clip that I was thinking about yesterday, and I'm really glad that it made you laugh. So there was a show in the 90s called My Brother and Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say it was a particularly good show.
Oh, I loved it as a kid.
So the premise of this show was it was two brothers. It was they're in elementary school, I would assume, the brothers.
Middle school.
Maybe like sixth grade, and they would just get into hijinks.
Her best friend's name was Goo,
which was a staple, by the way, of I believe like 90s sitcoms.
You know, my favorite sitcom best friend, like idiot friend, is Growing Pains. Do you remember it?
Boner.
Boner.
Who could forget
that patch? His best friend's name was Boner. Hey, Mom, can Boner sleep, stay the night? Like, that's just in itself, like, a red flag for any mom.
For whatever reason, this show would, like, stick in our psyche. And again, it wasn't a great show, but there was, like, parts of the show that we just remember. And there was a scene in which the good friend, Goo, which was his nickname, which was also pretty questionable, too, when you think about all the shenanigans Goo was getting into at that time, was trying to sell a punch. He was fantasizing about, I guess, endorsing a drink, and that drink was Goo Punch, and he was doing like 90s style like rap to sell this punch, and he would say Goo Punch, Goo Punch, and I swear, this song, even into my adulthood, like I think about this song like once a year, and it's funny finding it on YouTube and reading other clips of people who are probably in their 30s and 40s
yeah.
Who this song is burned in their memory, and they're like, I'm going to be in a retirement community or on my deathbed, I'll be saying goodbye to my children, and all of a sudden, Goo Punch!
I hope that is somebody's last words on this planet.
Goo Punch. Like, Grandpa has something he wants to say. My brother and me, episode 5, Goo Punch.
And then he passes on to the next life.
Now, keep in mind, again, it wasn't like Falcon Punch, like from Smash Brother. It was actually a drink, Goo Punch. Like Hawaiian Punch. Anyway, what's going on with you, man? Anything exciting?
About now it's about 2 weeks ago, we had a big tornado and it tore down our fence. So, so yeah, I'm cheap. So I tore out the fence myself and
nice.
And then had the fencer come and put a new fence in.
The fencer?
The fencer. That's what's it called?
Are you sure?
He came up to my house and I said, "Oh, fence man. Hello, fence man." And he said,
I'm a fencer.
What can he do? I'm going to give you this post for free because I think you're so pretty.
You know what? Anytime somebody is coming to work on my house, I try to work the charm like that.
Especially when it's typically a blue collar man. That's what you're always trying to hit on. I'm trying to figure out the character that Omar Gooding played in Sister Sister. What is his name?
Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm going to look up this character's name.
I'm going to look at this as Will. This is how my brain works. As Will responds, I'm going to look up the character from Sister Sister that will drive me insane until I remember it. These are the things that drives my wife nuts about me.
I will say that reminds me one time you and I were in Chicago. No, we were in New York City, and we were getting on the subway, and it reminded me of the show Louie. Back in the day, this is way back in the day when the show Louie with Louis C.K. was really popular. So I said, "Oh, have you ever seen the show Louie?" And you proceeded to tell me about Louie. We're talking about it, and all of a sudden, in the middle of talking about it, you just jump to another subject. I was like, okay, I guess we're talking about something else, right? So I was like, okay, whatever. I guess we're talking about something else. Then maybe like 3 hours go by. We go back to our hotel and we're going up the elevator. And you go, yeah, so Louie is pretty good. Yeah, it's... And I was like, wait a second. Are you continuing the conversation? Like, you're just picking up from where we left off 3 hours ago? And that's what makes you a beautiful mind, my friend.
I always would love to understand, like, ways to like symbolize how people think, you know, a way to kind of describe it for people. And maybe my brain is like a squiggle, or it's like some sort of like, you know, like to hear you get, you know, most people I feel like are here's point A and then you get to point B and then it's like linear B, C. And I feel like I get from point A to Z, but the path there is you'll go back to A to get to, like, it's not completely linear, you know.
Gojo.
I also thought it was goo juice. I also remember it vividly as goo juice.
I straight up thought that too.
But it wasn't goo juice. It was goo punch.
Why is that so weird that I thought that too, JC?
Because goo juice is catchier and it's the same thing. It's one of those what is it called?
JC, I swear to you, I thought it was goo juice.
That's the Mandela effect, my friend.
Wow.
You know about the Mandela effect.
Yes, yeah. That dude, we just found a new Mandela effect.
That is the Mandela effect. We had a real life Mandela effect. How crazy is that? People remember the Raisin Bran son with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
He never had sunglasses.
Oh.
People have a memory of the sun with sunglasses. Never had sunglasses.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, what's really fascinating is just Google Mandela effects. And that, you know, there's always a bunch of lists of Mandela effects, but some of them are just really wild. Like, it'll blow your mind. One of them is the Mr. Monopoly guy. Does he have the monocle or not? He doesn't.
It is so weird because I thought I remembered him with the monocle. You know what I think the problem is? You know why I think that happens? Follow my logic here. Here's where I'm going. I think people get the Mr. Monopoly guy and Mr. Peanut confused. And Mr. Peanut had a monocle. And I think that those two characters are very, like, highfalutin. They're very upper 1%. They're the people we hate. They're the people we're against. And for whatever reason, we think one monocle man, you know, one monocle man is all monocle men. And we assume these monocle men are together, a.k.a. Mr. Peanut and a.k.a. Mr. Monopoly, when in fact, Mr. Monopoly never had a monocle.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, when you read also like some of these Mandela effects, it is pretty crazy.
Name a couple other Mandela effects just that are interesting that you saw.
One of them is says popular belief people believe is Jiffy peanut butter. It's not, it's Jif peanut butter.
Mm.
Like, I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. A lot of those are nuts.
Yep. You know who loves Jif peanut butter?
Can I guess? Can you give me three guesses?
Yes.
Is it your mom?
No, not my mom.
Is it Dan Matthews?
It's not Dan Matthews. Great listener of the pod. Hi, Dan. No.
Yeah, hey, yeah, Dan's, yeah, good guy. Okay, I got one more guess. Is it John Figgis?
No, not John Figgis. I don't think he listens to the pod, but hey, what's up, John? It's my father, who he's been doing this for years. He's obsessed with Jif, and he gives it up every Lent, and he loses 5 to 6 pounds every Lent.
You know what's crazy about that? Well, I worked for an agency in Wisconsin, and they were a big snack agency. They always had snacks out. And in one of the meeting rooms, they had those pretzels with little, like, peanut butter inside of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I gained so much weight because of those. Great, like the sodium, the bread, and the peanut butter.
You probably were like popping down like 400 of those too, like a day. Like it's like you don't even know how many you're eating, and you're like, oh my god! And you're so like, good, you're though. So hungry. You're coming home, and you're and she's like, Joe's like, I made you this delicious soup, and you're like, oh babe, I'm not that hungry.
So I have a question for you that I was pondering earlier this week.
Talk to me.
When I'm driving, I always think about weird stuff like this. But what do you think when the invention of the bazooka came out, that there were
the best name, by the way.
It's a great name.
Like of all like military devices, there's tens of thousands of military patents out there, right? All kinds of incredible things, like weapons that like we can't even get our mind around, and yet like we are stuck on this. It's gotta be the bazooka has to be like 80 years old, 90 years old. It's not even relevant in war anymore, yet my goodness, that name has just the MVP of war is the bazooka. There's no doubt.
It kind of doesn't sound like a real weapon, but yet
the bazooka.
Can you imagine the first man to die by bazooka? Like what a death!
Doesn't it sound like something that like Joe Pesci would like? Come on, it's a bazooka there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, something that would be...
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds to me like a tagline that, like, a Northeastern furniture store owner would have. Like, I got thousands and thousands of chairs and couches. Bazooka! Like...
bazooka!
You want rocking chairs? Bazooka! You want recliners? Bazooka!
Bazooka!
Entertainment seduction? Bazooka! It's a great word, man.
You like to rock in a rocking chair? Bazooka!
I picture like a little old lady laying in one of those recliners, like, hey, Granny, you want to pop those feet up? Boom! Bazooka!
Oh, no!
So, you know, when the bazooka came out, I mean, what an efficient weapon that is. And, you know, the rifle, it puts the rifle to shame, right? Do you think there were hunters who attempted hunting, like, deer with a bazooka? Do you think anyone's tried it, thinking, like, dude, we're definitely going to get ourselves some meat this winter? Just obliterated deer.
I think it'd be really funny.
My question is, like, what is the highest grade of weaponry that has been used to hunt a deer? Or, like, just, like...
I think what would be hilarious, and again, not to get political here, but to be somebody to, like, go to, like, a guns right thing and be like, they're trying to take away our bazookas!
This one guy, he's not upset about anything but the bazooka, like... Bring back our bazookas!
I'm telling you, these left-leaning liberals are trying to take my bazooka away from me, and it's my God-given right to own a bazooka. George Washington wanted me to own a bazooka.
What do you think a tagline for that rally would be, for the, like, bazooka rights rally? Hands off our zookas.
Yeah. Hands off our zookas. I'm telling you what, let's imagine you're in your house. What I always do is by my nightstand, I keep my bazooka by my nightstand in case somebody breaks in. I mean, how am I going to defend myself without my bazooka?
I do love that idea of, like, an intruder just being like, oh, no.
and then you see a clip from outside of the house. It's just, like, the garage. Just, like, half the house just blows up. From somebody just firing that bazooka, man.
The police come in, like, okay, where's the perpetrator? Well, there's some of them right there. Some of them right there on the wall. A little bit on the ceiling.
Speaking of bazookas, there is a crazy story that I wanted to share with you that I heard on the internet, and I just thought it was fascinating. I think it's a story worth sharing with our wonderful dude listeners.
Lay it on me, baby.
So, Lucille Ball, who we talked about episodes ago.
I was obsessed with Lucy. I loved Lucy as a kid.
Obsessed with Lucy. We can all, we've both acknowledged Lucy is a babe as well. Doesn't get the accolades for, not that we, again, want to put women in that light, but let's all just, you know, call it like it was. Lucy was a full-on babe. Let's just say, I don't think she gets the credit because she was so funny, but she was also beautiful. She really was. So did you know that Lucille Ball helped crack down on Japanese spies?
No, I did not know this.
This is a true story, and it's insane.
How?
And it needs to be made into... the fact that it's not made into a movie and more people don't know about this is absolutely crazy. So, what had happened, right, during World War II, war with the world, war with Japan, some kind of interesting thing, dynamics happened with Japan, right? Dropped atomic bombs. There may have been bazookas. Who know? But a lot. Wait, what were you saying? Were you looking at Mr. Will?
Well, no. I was just going to say that was that in response to Pearl Harbor.
Yes, in response to Pearl.
So yeah,
Pearl
lots Harbor. Of lots of crazy stuff happened.
Crazy stuff. So at some point, Japanese, and unfortunately, Japanese Americans, some of them were put in internment camps. Because there was just such a distrust of the Japanese at that time. Really, really kind of nasty stuff, honestly. Not kind of, very nasty. So that's just important from a background standpoint. So Lucille Ball goes and gets fillings in her teeth, right? She goes to get some dental work done. And I guess at that time, when you'd get dental work done, they would put like actual lead. There was some sort of interim thing that they would put in your teeth, and you'd come back like 2 weeks later to get it finalized at that time. All right. So maybe it was amalgam. Maybe it was actual lead. I don't know what it was. But so Lucille Ball's story is she is driving around late at night, and she literally hears radio waves. Like she hears a radio station in her mouth.
There is no way that this is true.
Hold on. It is true. So I'm telling you, look it up. It's insane. So she hears radio things, and it's in her mouth. And apparently it was like a known thing at that time. Like if you got these fillings, you could hear radio signals literally in your teeth. Like it was crazy. If you were at certain times for certain reasons, it would happen. So
my brain is refusing to believe this.
I'm just telling you, she's admitted to it, and she's also like, it's proven. There's data out there. So anyway, so she heard that, whatever, it's a radio station. It's because she was talking to somebody else at her studio, because she owned another bad A thing about Lucy. She owned a freaking studio. Like it wasn't like just like where she'd work. Like she actually like ran it.
Yeah.
Big deal. So she's talking to crazy story. She's talking to Buster Keaton, who like Buster Keaton, if you don't know who Buster Keaton was, he was like the rock star of silent film. She's talking to Buster Keaton. Buster Keaton's like, oh yeah, it's because you have fillings and you can hear radio. So she's driving around again, and she's driving by like these warehouses, and she hears this like click, 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 like crazy noises that sounds like Morse code. And she's looking, and she's like, it doesn't look like anybody is there. Well, she ends up reporting it, and the military or police go and check. Turns out there were Japanese spies who had entered the U.S. who were like underground. They had like been underground in these abandoned warehouses, and they were actually doing like Morse code and spying and sending information back to Japan. And she busted it because of her teeth, the fillings in her teeth.
What's your source here? Because this feels like, if it's called The Onion, then I hate to break it to you, buddy.
No. I got when you go back and you had to do papers, well, a primary source was directly from that individual, correct? So there is an actual interview where Lucille Ball tells the story, and I watched the interview of her telling the story when, like, I don't know, like 50 years ago or something like that. She was on like a talk show and she told the story.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
So that's our girl. So I just think it's a great story that like nobody knows. That's, I think, so interesting.
Yeah.
Da na 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 na.
It's I Love Lucy, starring Desi Arnaz.
Oh, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
I am not kidding. I used to, my grandma had a bunch of VHS tapes of I Love Lucy, and I watched it every time I went to my grandma's house, and I absolutely love that show. It still holds up. It's still so funny.
The best. We've talked about her nauseam because we love her that much. We love you, girl. Rest in peace.
We don't have to talk about this, but I am just curious. What happened to your yogurt reviews? You did yogurt reviews?
During COVID. That was during COVID. The height of COVID, when nothing was being produced.
Yeah. What happened to that?
I think Carol Ann just got sick and tired of editing them.
You made her edit them?
Yeah. I think she just got... That was during COVID when, like, the world ran out. the world ran out of material to watch, which is insane because you feel like there is way too much. There's way too much stuff, and yet, like, somehow, like, we ran out of things to watch. And so I produced those yoga reviews, and they shockingly did very well because I literally think people were just that bored.
I thought it was funny enough that I decided to buy online yogurts and send them to your house, and you never ate them. And I'm still hurt about that.
I'm sorry, Bubby.
Did you ever get that yogurt?
I mean, you saw the picture of me. You saw how much yogurt I was eating.
You have so many more subscribers than our actual Dude podcast.
My yogurt reviews did really well. Like, shockingly well for no promotion. There was no promotion. There was no really good production quality. And, like, man, I blew it. I could have been a star.
Dude, I'm actually pretty impressed with just how you put up 9 videos and you get 1,300 views total.
Well, again, it was the right place, right time. America needed those yogurt reviews. I helped keep this country together in a tumultuous time, Will. I think you need to respect that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, so if you people are bored and you need content, go hit up JC's reviews, yogurt reviews.
I had a wildly inconsistent rating system that people loved.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe one of these podcast episodes we'll do a yogurt review, kind of revive it.
We could certainly do that. All right. Well, duties, I hope that you had you enjoyed the show. Again, we love you. Like, subscribe, share.
For my personal sanity, we need to surpass JC's yogurt review page. It takes nothing. All you gotta do is go to your YouTube and hit subscribe. And you know, we got competition now with JC's other page. I can't have that.
Listen, I should have written that to the top. You see me like Jimmy Fallon, like when I was.
Well, we hope you guys have a great week. Thanks for listening. If you got any good bazooka stories, send it our way because we got bazookas on the brain.
Send us information about bazookas. We really could. We could use some education about that fine military invention.
All right. Well, everybody, have yourself a great week, duties.
Bye, duties.
We'll be right back.